Like, is this an entitled group because they won the World Series that nothing ever sticks to them?
Are you thinking about that because of Rizzo's comments again and again about, it seems like some jealousy, Castellanos, right?
Yeah, where Joe is appreciative of Castellanos being appreciative of the opportunity that he has now that he's the hell out of Detroit.
He's raking.
And he really, really is. He really is.
I think it's, you know, it was a certain Cubs pitcher who once said, sometimes you need to get your knocked into the dirt. And I hope that's not the case for this team, that they don't need to be taken down a peg and understand that you don't always make the playoffs, because it's too talented a team to not make the playoffs. But like Joe said, I don't think they're going anywhere once they get there. This is a talented enough team to make the playoffs in this division. It just is.
But these guys have gotten whatever they wanted. We don't like the message of the hitting coach. We'll fire that hitting coach.
Mm-hmm. Do it again.
Well, we don't like the message of this hitting coach. Okay, we'll fire that hitting coach too. We'll do whatever you want.
Who keeps firing the pitching coaches? Is that the front office or is that...
Well,
what? It's a good question, Joe.
I think that's a great question to ask.
And the manager keeps telling you what his thoughts are on what their hitting approach should be. And it keeps matching the hitting coaches that they kept firing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Their last
guy just got fired
from
Philly.
This job.
Yeah. And Philly.
And then Bryce Harper started hitting again. Started hitting bombs.
See, I think what we've learned over the last two nights, all you need to do is bring in a senior citizen like Charlie Manuel, and you'll be just fine.
Call the Mets, see if you get Phil Regan over from there.
Phil Regan's, 82?
82, going on 83 like next month, I think. We're just looking at that. Old man Regan, and then get Charlie. And then you're set.
And then it works out. I think that there's a lot to talk about with them.
Yeah.
And I will do some of that on my show tonight.
Enjoy yourself.
Today. Connor, have a good weekend. Joe, I'll see you in a segment. Joe is going to join me for a segment. And we need to talk about some of the cool stuff that he is doing outside of this place here on WSCR 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. The top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join Coach Fitz and the Big Ten West Division champions at Ryan Field this fall when they host Ohio State, Michigan State, Iowa, and more. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. This hour is also being brought to you by Continental Motors. Searching for a used car, search ContinentalMotors.com for the Continental Difference. Tony, whew, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
I look at the picture of you on DavidDeal.com and I go, does that guy play tight end or fullback? Because he definitely doesn't look like he played offensive lineman.
You know, usually when I was playing inside, when I was playing guard, I would play around 319, and when I'd play tackle, I was in between 309 and 311. You know, I had to eat literally a meal every 2 hours. One of the things that I'm not really proud of is I would set my alarm on Wednesday and Thursday mornings at 3:30 a.m. I'd roll over, I'd drink a 500-calorie protein shake, and then go back to bed just so I was getting those calories and that intake to maintain my weight.
Man, that is crazy, but not unheard of. David, I appreciate it, man. I'll be in touch.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. And make sure you tell my man Shane Roderick and I said what's up.
All right, I can do that. That's David Deal.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
He got Shane's name wrong, is Shane Reardon, but no one really cares. It was a really great interview with David Deal, and he is part of the Loho Daily podcast today, and where we talk about how offensive linemen lose weight after they are done playing ball. Welcome in. I am Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We have a great show filled with a lot of stuff today. Jason Benetti is going to join me at 1 o'clock today. We are going to talk about Bill Walton and the fact that he is going to be doing a broadcast tonight with Bill Walton. Joe Ostrowski, who was on with Connor, is going to join me in the next segment. It'll be good to have Joe on the show. We're going to talk about some of the new cool stuff that he's doing on radio.com. By the way, you should just get that app. My podcast is on there. The shows here on the station, all of our podcasts, it just makes it easier listening. So please, please, please download the radio.com app today. We start the show as we start all things with a rundown.
Run them down.
The rundown.
Don't worry, we're going to get to the Cubs. We're going to start with the White Sox, who had themselves a time out there in Anaheim, Los Angeles, Angels of Anaheim, Orange County. As we sit here yesterday, we were out here slandering Jose Abreu, and he heard us all the way from Anaheim. Was like, no, you don't.
2019 and the loss of Skaggs in the air, deep to left field. Upton is back at the track and the wall. It is gone. A moonshot from Abreu, and we are tied at two.
Quite the effort to get to Mags this year. Although, that might be a start. Deep left center field. Look out, Maglio. Jose's coming for you. 8-3. 14th career multi-hit game. 172 in his career.
Mike Trout is the best player in baseball.
It's tough to attack Mike Trout anyway. This is gone into the rock pile. Mike Trout goes deep. 49 driven in his last 49 games, and the Angels are up a pair.
Yeah, that's his 40th home run of the season. He's a bad, bad man. And then things got bad for the White Sox.
To this 1-2, he struck him out. Another changeup. And the Angels hang on at the edge of the cliff in an 8-batter ninth inning to beat the Sox in the opening game of 4. A grand effort and a comeback for the Sox, but the Angels do end up winning by the count of 8-7.
Okay, well, what's going on in the National League Central? Because we'll get to the Cubs, but what about the Cardinals?
All righty, so here's Wieters after the visit to the mound. That is a tying run at second base. In the air, center field, and the Reds have won the opener of this series. 2-1 the final.
That's good news for the Cubs because they don't lose first place to the Cardinals, which they would have done with a win. Milwaukee, by the way, one game back of both teams. Speaking of your Chicago Cubs, everything went right for them. Leading to the ninth inning, they were playing decent defense. You've got guys making plays. Kyle Schwarber's out there diving around. Albert Almora and the boat god are getting together for RBIs. Yu Darvish strikes out 10. Like, everything's going okay. And then things started to not go okay in the ninth.
And now the 3-2. On the way. Bouncing ball to short. Charging is Bodie. Juggles it. No play. That'll be an error on the shortstop, David Bodie. He charged it and got caught in between hops. E6.
Yeah. It's bad. Real, real bad. And then it kept getting worse.
The stretch by Rowan Wick. He brings it. Ground ball toward the middle. Going to be a tough play. It's a base hit off the glove of Happ. A run is going to score. The Phillies are still alive. Going to third on the play, Kingery. A single by Miller. It is now a 5-2 ball game, and the tying run is at the plate.
And it wouldn't stop.
Ground ball toward the middle. That's a base hit off the glove of Happ. Scoring is Kingery. Stopping at second is Miller. And now it's a 5-3 ball game.
So now you got some decisions to make as the bases get loaded. And Bryce Harper comes up. And Bryce Harper's had himself a nice series against the Cubs. And bad things.
With the bases loaded and one out.
Harper, oh, my God.
One deep to right field. Way up there and way out of here. Second deck walk-off home run. Grand slam, Bryce Harper. Wow. The Phillies have come from behind to win it 7-5. Six runs here in the bottom of the ninth inning. A remarkable come-from-behind victory. It's a stunned Cubs team that has been swept out of Philadelphia.
Oh, boy. Did you just, Campy, did you just play the sad your Super Mario Brothers game is over sounder?
I played nothing.
Uh-huh.
Tony, on the other hand.
Oh, okay. Tony, that was all you?
Yep.
I want you to play I understand that this is pouring salt in the wound for you, the Cub fan. But I want you to try and enjoy some of the ridiculousness of this call. And what I mean is, the ball was hit so hard, so high, and so fast. Just listen in the first 2 seconds again for the color guy to scream out, "Oh my God."
With the bases loaded and one out.
Oh my God.
You know who that color guy is?
Wait, who is that color guy?
John Kruk.
Is it Krucky? Oh, that's great.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. He was enjoying himself. It was a phenomenal call. And I know this is going to hurt. And I threw this up last night with the Dave Chappelle spilling the water and then running out the room gif. I loved the way that Bryce Harper ran around the bases after hitting the grand slam. It's a weird thing to like, but for a guy that gets as much, people hate Bryce Harper. I don't know why, but they hate him. For him, he had a moment there, and it was a cool moment if you're not a Cub fan. Maybe if you are, it was a cool moment because he took off and was sprinting around the bases. I forgot who was in front of him, but he almost caught up to him. And watching that moment was kind of cool, even though it feels awful if you're the Cubs. So that's the end of the rundown for Friday, August 16th. Let me just say this about the game and where the Cubs go from here. All they can do is go to Pittsburgh and try and forget about what happened over the last 3 days. It sucks. I remember a time when you and I would talk about the Cubs, and you would say to me, "Man, if the Cubs could just get Yu Darvish right." You remember those days? It was about 12 starts ago. Because since then, Yu Darvish has been right, and last night he was magnificent, striking out 10. Remember when your only problem was, I wish Yu Darvish, could Yu Darvish be a number 5 starter on this team? Where Yu Darvish is now looking like the guy who starts a series if you were to get to one. Or starts a wild card game if you were to get to one. The good news is for the Cubs is that the rest of the division doesn't want it. So it's still right there for them if they want it. But last night's game, you got almost everything you could have wanted as a Cub fan from it until the ninth. And then it was a comedy of errors, both literally and figuratively. And a punctuation by the guy that, if you're a Phillies fan, you're hoping can step into that moment and have a moment. And that's what Bryce Harper did. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know if anyone at the Cubs knows what to tell you about how they get out of this. But all they can do is try to not think about what happened in Philadelphia carrying over into Pittsburgh.
Throw it into the sea of forgetfulness.
You got to. The good thing about taking on the Pirates, the Cubs hate the Pirates. Joe doesn't like Clint Hurdle. Javi doesn't like Clint Hurdle. No one likes Clint Hurdle. I don't like Clint Hurdle. I'm not even a Cubs fan. I don't like that dude. So you might be able to get some sort of juice out of going into a hostile environment against a team that's going to try and hit you in the head. Because that's what they do. And that's it. Like, that's all you can do. You can't sit and worry about what happened. For the most part, every decision was right. You were playing good baseball, and then it all disappeared in the ninth inning. And I don't know if anyone there has any answers about that. We need to take a break. When we come back, Joe Ostrowski is going to join me. We'll talk a little bit about the Cubs. We'll talk a little betting with him, too. Where's the smart money going? Joe Ostrowski knows, and he's going to share it with you next here on The Score.
The Bears continue their preparation for Game 1 of the regular season versus Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. And here at The Score, we're continuing to report on their progress with breaking Bears news, injury updates, Mark Grody and Chris Emma's live reports from Halas Hall, and of course, our unmatched team of Bears experts. So keep it here, Bears fans. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at Farmers.com. Albert Pujols reached another milestone Wednesday, albeit one that feels made up by stat geeks, becoming the all-time hits leader among foreign-born players, passing Adrian Beltre with his 3,167th hit. Frankly, I don't know why anyone would care whether a player is foreign-born or not. Baseball player is a baseball player. So, he's now 16th on the hits list. He's 4th in home runs among those who aren't proven steroid users, with 651, behind only Henry Aaron, Babe Ruth, and Willie Mays. He's also 4th on the RBI list among non-cheats, his 2052 trailing only Aaron Ruth and Cap Anson. Impressive company. At 39, Pujols is a shadow of his former self, but he's still got 18 homers and 70 RBI this season. He's got 2 years left on his contract. More milestones, real ones, still to come. I'm John Feinstein.
Since 1924, Morton College has provided quality education with a personal touch to its students. No matter what your educational goals, Morton College can help you reach them. Choose from an array of educational opportunities, including nursing, law enforcement, automotive technology, continuing education, and community education programs. Classes are small and instruction is personalized. Begin exploring the possibilities by visiting Morton College today. For more information on Morton College, go to morton.edu.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
You don't have to pay high-end prices to give your home a high-end look. Transform any room today with brand new blinds, shades, and shutters from Blinds.com. With over 30,000 five-star customer reviews, it's no surprise Blinds.com is America's number one choice for custom window coverings. Go to Blinds.com now through August 18th and save up to 35%. Plus, save an extra $20 at Blinds.com with promo code USA. Blinds.com, promo code USA. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Byline Bank, they take pride in providing creative solutions to finance small businesses. Paul Scharfman of Specialty Cheese Company talks about the benefits of government-guaranteed lending. The Byline Small Business Capital team helped Paul with both SBA and USDA loans to help him consolidate financing and grow his business.
Each time we've had a financing challenge, the Byline people have said, I don't know how we're going to do this, but they don't say no. They say, let's figure out a plan to work together to make it happen. And by gosh, they do. The philosophy of the Small Business Capital team at Byline Bank and what the team executes so well is working with riskier companies that have potential and mitigating that risk with government guaranteed credit enhancements through SBA and USDA loans. Very persistent, diligent, understanding people. We tripled our balance sheet overnight.
Byline Bank. They make it personal and listen to what matters to you. Online at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
School's starting, so I'm going to drop some phone knowledge on you. Get the unlimited plan for $45 a month on the best networks with the first 25 gigs at high speeds, then 2G. Plus $200 off the Samsung Galaxy S9. Straight Talk Wireless.
See terms at straighttalk.com.
Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coasty, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other. And now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com. It's military news and issues that affect your wallet. It's women's issues and vets who are raising the bar and accomplishing the impossible. Whether you're an operator, a pogue, a fobbit, or an Airedale, the place that speaks your language is ConnectingVets.com.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.